Read in English. Avec Harrop's Yes You Can. Copyright Larousse, 2019. Oliver Twist. Oliver Twist is very poor, and his mother is dead. And his father? We don't know. In England, in the 19th century, poor orphans must work. Oliver lives in a workhouse. It is a horrible place. All the children are hungry. They can only eat one bowl of porridge every day. One day, Oliver asks for some more porridge.
"Please, sir, I want some more."
Mr. Bumble, the manager, is very angry.
"More? More?"
Oliver must leave the workhouse. Now he works for Mr. Sowerberry, who makes coffins. Mrs. Sowerberry does not like Oliver. She is very unkind to him. Another boy works for Mr. Sowerberry. His name is Noah Claypole. He hates Oliver. Mr. Sowerberry gives Oliver a new job. He must go to funerals and pretend that he is sad. What a strange job! Noah is very jealous. They fight. Mrs. Sowerberry beats Oliver with a big stick. Oliver is very sad. When he goes to bed, he begins to cry. Poor Oliver. Oliver runs away in the middle of the night. He is hungry and afraid, but he is also very brave. He decides to go to London. Maybe life is better in the city. Oliver arrives in London. He meets a strange boy called the Artful Dodger.
"They call me the Artful Dodger. I know an old man who can help you."
The boy gives Oliver some food. Oliver is happy. Maybe he has a new friend. He takes Oliver to the old man's house.
"Welcome, young man. My name is Fagin. You can stay here, but you must work for me."
"What do you do?"
"We make handkerchiefs and wallets."
"Yes, we make handkerchiefs and wallets."
Why are they laughing? A young woman arrives at Fagin's house. "Who is she?" asks Oliver.
"Oh, that is Nancy,"
says the Artful Dodger.
"But we have no time to talk to her. We must go to work. Let's go."
Oliver and the Artful Dodger walk in the street. An old man appears. Suddenly, the Artful Dodger steals the man's handkerchief from his pocket. The Artful Dodger runs away, but the old man catches Oliver. Now Oliver understands. The boys do not make things, they steal things. Oliver is very frightened. But the old man is very kind. He sees that Oliver is not a bad boy.
"My name is Mr. Brownlow," he says. "Come with me."
Mr. Brownlow takes Oliver to his house. The house is very comfortable. But Oliver's adventure is not finished. One day, Nancy and her boyfriend, Bill Sykes, see Oliver in the street. Oliver tries to run away, but Bill catches him. They take him to Fagin's house. Fagin is very angry.
Lock him up, he cries.
They put Oliver in a dirty room. They lock the door. Nancy knows that Oliver is in danger. She is sad because she likes Oliver. It is now midnight. Bill Sykes wakes Oliver.
Wake up. Wake up, you stupid boy. We are going to work.
What kind of work? Can you guess? They are going to rob our house. Oliver is a small boy. He can go through the window of the house. But there is somebody inside. A man with a gun. Bang! Bang! The man shoots Oliver. Oliver runs out of the house, but he is wounded. He falls down in the street. Poor Oliver! Oliver wakes up. He is not in the street. He is not in Fagin's house. He is in a comfortable bed. An old lady and a young woman come into the room.
My name is Mrs. Maley.
My name is Rose. I am Mrs. Maley's niece.
Mrs. Maley and Rose are very kind. They take care of Oliver. 3 years later, Fagin and his friend Monks are talking. Nancy is behind the door. She is listening in secret.
Oliver must never know about his father.
Who is Oliver's father? And how does Monks know about him?
Nancy goes to see Rose and tells her about the conversation between Fagin and Monks.
This is a real mystery, says Rose. Who is Oliver's father?
Rose, Nancy and Oliver visit Mr. Brownlow. He is very happy to see Oliver.
Oliver is in danger. Fagin knows that he lives with Rose.
You must be careful, Oliver.
Later that day, Rose, Mr. Brownlow and Nancy meet under London Bridge. But they are not alone on the bridge. Somebody is spying on them. It's Noah Claypole.
Monks knows something important about Oliver. He stays at a hotel called the Red Lion.
Please find Monks, Mr. Brownlow. Noah goes to Fagin's house. He works for Fagin now. Noah tells Fagin and Bill Sykes about the discussion under the bridge.
Bill Sykes is furious with Nancy. He beats her very hard.
Nancy falls down. She is dead. At the Red Lion, Mr. Brownlow and his friends kidnap Monks.
Tell us your secret, or we take you to the police.
I am Oliver's half-brother. My father was Oliver's father, too. And my father was rich.
Now Oliver can be rich and free.
Mr. Brownlow tells the police the whole story. They arrest Fagin and put him in prison. Bill Sykes runs away. He climbs onto a roof. The people in the street recognize him.
Catch him! Catch him! He killed Nancy!
Bill Sykes tries to run, but he falls off the roof. He is dead. Our story is nearly finished. What happens to Fagin? He is executed for his crimes. What happens to Monks? He goes to America and becomes a criminal. He dies in prison. And what happens to Oliver Twist? He lives a happy, comfortable life, loved and protected by Mr. Brownlow and Rose.